I remember I used to I live at this band house with Eric Stefani, Gwen's brother, and Adrian. And one morning I woke up and I went into Eric's room and he had this four track of this song, and Gwen had just sung on it. And he said, you know, play guitar on this. And it was kind of the first early version of Don't Speak. The verses were a little bit different, but pretty much the vibe was there. The choruses were almost exactly perfect. And the song went through a lot of different changes and kind of it kind of evolved.
We wanted to play you like the original version of the song because it's really beautiful. And the thing is that we were just these kids in a garage, you know, and with the record company saying write songs, and you know, we didn't know what we were doing. We were just doodling around and trying to write music that we liked, and everybody had a suggestion and a way to do things, and so this is one of the many versions. It went like something like this.
I can see it all in an eye blink. I know everything about how you are. I can understand exactly how you think. Between you and me, it's not very far. Side by side, you and I, with many, many years behind us, you hear words pass us by. Because we're always together, and we will be forever such a special treasure, you. It's nothing new that I've heard. No, 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 no. And don't speak. I know what you're saying. So please stop explaining. There's nothing new that I've heard.
And it was like that. So one important thing about that is That was pre-breakup, okay? So that was all about, I know you so good, we're going to be together forever, everything's wonderful. And then we started working on the song, and so Eric and I went in the garage stubbornly, like, you know, very irritated about the situation, and sat down on the piano, and we rewrote the verses, and Tony broke up with me, and I rewrote the lyrics, and those are the lyrics that you know.
You and me, we used to be together, every day together, always. I really feel that I'm losing my best friend. I can't believe this could be the end. It looks as though you're letting go. And if it's real, well, I don't want to know. Yeah.